NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. The website to order free at-home COVID tests from the government is in its testing phase. All orders submitted Tuesday are valid and will ship, but the Biden administration clarified the status of the site after it launched a day early. People whose address is connected to a business or live-in housing with multiple units said they faced issues and were unable to complete their orders when the site became available. President Biden is praising agreements from Verizon and AT&T to delay deployment of 5G towers around key airports. Biden issued a statement saying the agreement will avoid devastating disruptions to passenger travel and the economy. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki spoke to reporters.
We're committed to reaching a solution around 5G deployment that maintains the highest level of safety while minimizing disruptions to passenger travel, cargo operations, and our economic recovery.
Stocks fell sharply in volatile trading on Wall Street. The Dow Jones lost 543 points to 35,368. Two British teens taken into custody as part of an investigation into the Texas synagogue terror attack are being released. Authorities in the UK were gathering information from them regarding hostage taker Malik Faisal Akram. The Greater Manchester Police said in a statement that their home was searched by the counterterrorism task force. Apple is warning that antitrust bills being considered by the Senate would increase risk of security breaches in iPhones. Lisa Taylor has more.
That's according to a letter sent to lawmakers. The bills would force iPhones to allow sideloading when apps are downloaded outside the App Store. Apple's senior director of government affairs says the American Innovation and Choice Online Act and the Open App Markets Act put consumers in harm's way. Both are scheduled to be considered this week.
You're listening to the latest from NBC News Radio.